tags back up at first. 3-1 offering from Austin Pagel. And the deal is going to be called strike two. Monty taking all away. The Reds just trying to get base runners right now. And Pagel just kind of picking one in there that time. Full count offering. Austin is ready with the payoff. Ripped to center. The center fielder coming on, and he's got it. Pulled in by Tyler Prine, and there are two away. Good at bat for Monty Jennings. It just could not sneak it in there. Isaac Jennings will be the batter. Isaac has flown out to right, and he has grounded out. Greenwood leading at first base. Pagel is set up, Reining with the glove up. And here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut by Isaac. Nothing in one. Isaac hitless tonight after getting four hits on Sunday here against Wanakee. 0-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Popped up toward the catcher's spot. He's running back, and it's over the screen. Wow. Brave fans didn't even flinch there as that ball landed. First or second row bleachers, and it's two strikes. Joanne and Pat were not worried at all. Greenwood leads at first. This one popped up again. Up and out of play over our heads. Aaron Hipsch due next for the Reds. Those ball boys mean business around here, retrieving the foul balls. Don't get in their way. 0-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him. Isaac Jennings, a strikeout victim, and that will do it for the Cavs Reds. After the leadoff batter walked, he is stranded at first base. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. To the seventh inning we go. 4-0. Sauk Twins leading the Cavs Reds on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Did a little dancing in between innings. Got to be careful to not pull my hip worse. Throw down to second base by Garrett Granger. The top of the seventh is on. Top of the order, Chucky Shara will lead it off. Dan Lenners to follow, and then Sam Koenig against Aaron Hipsch. Aaron on for his second inning of work. Struck out one and gave up a hit last inning. Game was scoreless until the fifth, if you're just joining us. Four runs scored on three hits off of starting pitcher Isaac Jennings tonight. Here's the pitch, and it's a bullseye strike. Nothing in one. Aaron was on the mound for the Cavs Reds in that rain game, that suspended game at Plain this year. Got pretty wild. Nothing in one, and it's called strike two. The weather got wild, and so did Aaron. He was pitching well that night, had good control, and all of a sudden couldn't hang on to the ball, and it was just pouring rain. Finally decided to suspend it. Here's a rip toward the middle. Salisbury behind second, can't make the play, and Shara will be on at first base. So Shara holds there. Ben Lenners will be the batter. Lenners has grounded out, hit into a fielder's choice, and walked and scored. Talk with a number of solid left-handed batters, and Lenners is one of them. So the runner at first base Chucky Shara. Isaac Jennings now at shortstop for the Cavs Reds. That changed a little bit ago. Pitch to the runner going, gets a ball. High throw. Boy, Isaac goes up and gets it, makes a nice play. But it is a stolen base by Shara. Had Isaac not gone up and got that, Chucky would have been all the way to third base, I'm sure. So Jennings at short. Micah Salisbury is playing third. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike. Nothing and one. Char with good wheels gets the lead at second. One and one is popped foul down the left field line and out of play. They're in the seventh, and the Reds are down 4-0. Looking at the bottom of the inning, they'll have the 5, 6, and 7 batters up. Hoping to come back tonight. Hips, ready? No. Nope. Batter calls time. One ball and two strikes on Lenares. Here comes the pitch from Hips. This one chops slowly on the infield. Aaron, good movement off the mound. Underhand flip to Marchwick. In time on the play, Shara moves to third base. So there is one away for Sam Koenig. Sam 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored tonight. He'll dig in for the Twins. Runner at third. Aaron, ready? The deal. That one down low, back to the screen. Nice play of the carom by Garrett Granger. Shara, glad that he stayed at third base there. So back it goes to the pitcher. Runner at third as Hips goes back to work. The pitch, it is called a ball. Ball two. As in its third to the last game of the season, 2-0 pitch, ripped well but foul left field line. A long, loud strike. Our game a little bit over hour and a half old. They're out of baseballs. Henry Bray has to go to the reservoir there. Got a wiffle ball, yeah. Or some old cob where the strings are coming out of it. You hear it go when it comes at you. 2-1 pitch ripped to right field and deep. Well hit. Greenwood is back, and this one into the night. Opposite field home run for Sam Koenig. And the Twins jump up 6-0. Boy, he got on that. That was that special ball that Henry found in the dugout. And one pitch and a big smack here. And Koenig will touch them all. Shara scores. Koenig now touches the plate. Greeted by his mates, a two-run home run. So he is 2-for-3 with a walk, a couple of runs scored tonight. Ty Briskey, left-handed batter, will be up for the Twins here in the seventh. Briskey, the extra hitter, has struck out, walked, and singled. He scored a run. Here's the pitch, outside for a ball. 1-0. Hips back to work. Here's the kick and the pitch. This one popped up. Foul ball and out of play. Going to knock off a couple of leaves here by the concession stand. Those trees. One ball and one strike. I remember when those trees were just little saplings. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. Hips trying to get out of it without any other damage. First home run of the game. Hit by Koenig. 2-1 pitch down low. And the count goes to 3-1 on Briskey. Aaron is set. 3-1 offering. Ball 4. He walked in. So Brisky heads to first base for Aaron Hicks. First walk given up. One on, one away for Leo Joyce, who had the three-run double his last time up. Runner leads at first. Here's the pitch, and that's called a strike. Nothing and one. Two runs across in the inning. One on, one away. Nothing and one from Aaron. Here's the pitch. Bounced foul outside of third. And it's two strikes. Hips ahead to the batter now. For the first time since the second batter of the inning. Nothing and two to the veteran Leo Joyce. Here comes the pitch. Strike three called. Caught him looking, and there are two away. Aaron Hips, nice pitch. It's his second strikeout. And the batter will be Joa Carlson. Joa has walked, popped out, and struck out. Throw to first, and not in time. Pops off of the shoe of Brisky, but doesn't go too far. Picked up by Caleb Marchwick. Back it goes to Aaron Hipsch. Here's the pitch, and that is called a ball. One ball and no strikes. Joa has walked, popped out, and struck out. Hipsch ready to work. Here's the pitch. Popped opposite way. Foul ball. Out of play. One ball and one strike. There's a mound of dirt over there with a tarp on it. And that's how sharp I am. The other day when I was here, I thought somebody had pitched a tent down there. I thought it was right behind the lemonade stand the other day. And I said, oh, that's nice. The lemonade people are sleeping there at night. But no, it's a mound of dirt. Here's a swing and a piece of it. Foul ball. Kind of got off the mask of Hank Gray there on that one. Yeah, he's been hit twice tonight. They'll give him a little time. Garrett Granger heads out to the pitcher's mound to give Hank a little more time. He just woke up. I think Hank thought he was still on vacation or something, but conference at the mound here in the seventh inning. Runner at first base and a 1-2 offering on Joa Carlson. Carlson taps the cleats. He'll stand in now. Left-handed batter against Aaron Hipsch. 1-2, here's the pitch, and it's called strike three. That'll do it. Aaron Hipsch, good recovery, strikes out the last two batters he sees in the seventh. Two runs in the inning, and they do it on one base hit. There was an error, and one left on. We go to the bottom of inning number seven. The score now reads, the Sauk Twins 6, and the Cavs Reds nothing on WRCO and WRCO.com.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Welcome back to Cazenovia Memorial Ballpark, and the throw goes down to second by Brining, and around the horn it goes. Hagelon trying to finish this one out in seven innings tonight. Cavs Reds trailing 6-0 in the seventh. Scheduled hitters are Aaron Hipsch, Micah Salisbury, and Garrett Granger. 6-0. The Sauk Twins, they scored a total of 2 in the fifth. I make that 4 in the fifth and 2 in the seventh. Night games in hometown of baseball are 7-inning affairs, unless, of course, we are tied. Hagel is down the distance with 7 strikeouts. He starts the seventh with 1 outside for a ball. 1-0 Hipsch, Salisbury, and Granger. Aaron has hit into a fielder's choice and walked. Here's the pitch. Low for ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes. Hagel heads back to the hill. From the wind, here's the pitch. Chipped it foul, and that one got a hold of the catcher, and it got Henry. Boy, that one smarted. So that's the third time that has happened. Boy, oh boy. He's up and all right. 2-1 on Aaron Hipsch. Giving Henry a little more time. So he will get the mask back on. He's a much braver man than me. I'd much rather sit back here and contemplate, not get hit as often. 2-1 offering. Here's the pitch. That one is down low. And the count goes to 3-1 now. Aaron trying to reach base. The Reds just need base runners. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Ball 4. And Aaron Hipsch takes a free pass. 6 walks given up tonight by Pagel. The Reds have not been able to totally take advantage. Micah Salisbury will try to get it going. Salisbury tonight has struck out and blown out. 1 on with nobody out. Austin Pagel ready to work. Bottom of 7 here in Casanova. Pagel checks the runner at first. Hipsch off by a couple of paces. Here's the deal. It is called a strike. 0-1. Red's trying to get one in safely. Salisbury, one of the guys that could reach the fence. 0-1. Bagel with the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. 2 strikes. 0-2. Aaron will get a lead again off of first base. The 0-2 offering is high. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eagle works the baseball behind the back. Now back to the glove. And the 1-2 offering, side on, outside, just missed. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Hipsch again with a brief lead. 2-2 to Salisbury from Pagel. Here it is. Inside, it's called strike 3. In that inside corner, and there is one away for Garrett Granger. 8 strikeouts now for Pagel. Here is Granger. He has grounded out and blown out. 1-1 away in the bottom of the seventh for the Casanova Reds. Bagel is set, checks Hipsch at first base. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 1-0. Garrett and the Reds trying to have a little fun out there. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Ball 2. Time out. Brining goes out to have a word with Pagel. Our home talent schedule winding down here. We have been broadcasting. Our first game is back on Sunday, May 26th. So a couple of months. 2-0 offering after the conference at the mound. Pagel is ready. Here's the pitch. Popped foul against the screen. Or strike 1. 2-1. Salisbury catching that over in the dugout there after a carom off the net. I think Jeffrey uses that net for fishing when we're not using it for baseball. Oh, yeah. That's a big one. Here's the 2-1. Call, strike two. Two balls and two strikes. One away in the seventh inning. Hagel deals the 2-2 offering. It's called high. Full count now on Garrett Granger of the Reds. Now the Reds, a young ball club. They have made improvements this year. And this unit, this group stays together. It'll only get better. Full count pitch is down low. He walked in. There are two aboard here in the seventh inning. That pushes Aaron Hipsch to second base. Garrett Granger at first. Here comes the DH, Parker Jennings. Parker looking for his first hit tonight. Runners at 1-2 in the seventh inning with one away. Bagel works, kicks high, and fired. That one swung out and missed. Nothing and one. Caleb Martwick on deck here for the Reds. 0-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Catcher making a throw down to first base to keep that runner honest. Everybody back. Nothing and two to the hitter. Here comes the 0-2 offering. It is down low for a ball. Miami leading the Brewers 5-2. That is in the top of the eighth inning. Here in Kaz, 6-0 Sauk. We're in the bottom of the seventh. 1-2 offering. Hagel trying to get out of it here. Here's the pitch, and it's ball two. 2-2. Make sure to join us for the Walk with Grace radio auction starting on Monday, 10 a.m. Lots of cool stuff to sell for the cancer benefit. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got it. There are two away now. 9 strikeouts for Pagel. That'll bring up Caleb Martwick. Caleb has struck out and walked for the Reds. There are lots of cool things, some pies and some gift certificates and some tickets for Brewer games, even some Packer tickets. So check it out on display on the WRCO Facebook page and on our WRCO.com website. Here's a swinging strike by Martwick, and it is nothing and one. Aaron Hipsch at second. Garrett Granger at first. The 0-1. Pagel's pitch inside. 1-1. They'll take it back to Pagel. To the belt. He kicks and pitches. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 1-2 to Caleb Martwick of the Kaz Reds. Runners at 1-2. The Reds and out. A strike away from seeing the game end. Here's the pitch. Down low. Landon Olsen on deck. 2-2 on Martwick in the seventh inning. Hagel back to work. Runners lead at 1-2. The 2-2 pitch. Here it comes. It is called. Strike three, and that will do it. Martwick caught looking, and this one belongs to the visiting Sauk Twins tonight. In the seventh inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, two left aboard. Our final tonight in seven innings, Sauk wins it 6-0. Over the Kaz Reds. This is Hometown of Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
WRCO. Welcome back to the Hometown Baseball postgame show on WRCO Radio. So Austin Pagel of Sauk is going to be credited with a no-hitter tonight, as he goes the distance all seven innings. He strikes out 10, walks 7. So the Cavs Reds had lots of base-running opportunities here. And the Cavs Reds had a couple of chances, really some fine play on the infield by Sauk. Of course, when no-hitters happen, you also credit to the fielders, and there were some great defensive plays. Plus, Ben Leniers, who trapped the ball in left field, which was presumably a base hit, able to throw a runner for Cazenovia, and that ended a rally. So it went as a fielder's choice, as he was able to take that. Colton Greenwood had a base hit bid taken away when Leniers threw to second base to get the runner at second, coming from first to second, and the runner had to hold to see whether it was going to be caught or not. So kind of a catch 22, and he was able to make the play. So that was as close as Caz came to an official base hit today. The big hits, Leo Joyce with a three-run double in the fifth inning, and Sam Koenig with a two-run home run in the seventh inning. That was the power that provided a big win here tonight for the visiting Sauk Twins. Pagel the winner, no hits. The Cavs Red strikes out 10 and walks a total of seven batters. On the other side, Isaac Jennings works the first five innings, and he gives up five hits, strikes out four, and walks four. Aaron Hipsch strikes out three batters along the way, and he walks one, gives up a total of two base hits. The line score tonight for the Sauk Twins, six runs, seven hits, no errors, and nine left aboard. No runs, no hits, three errors for Kaz, and eight left aboard. Tonight's game goes almost 2 hours, about an hour and 55 minutes here tonight in Kaz for this seven-inning ball game. Engineered by Tim Thieve. Thank you for joining us tonight, and for Jeffrey Even and Pat Brigham in the Booger booth here tonight. This is Phil Nee signing off from Cazenovia. Thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to Hometown of Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
It's summer baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa, Jones Chevrolet Buick, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Jay's Power Center, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Brouhaha Roasters, Meister Cheese, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Turbos, Julie Karen State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
No good again. second wind. Turning these doubles into nothing. Trying to drown something burning down in my chest. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem, and it ain't even you. Nah, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even that feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard. But damn this heart.
WRCO Radio will again be hosting a Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Radio Auction Monday through Friday, July 29th through August 2nd. Listen and watch for more details on WRCO and on our social media sites about the items that will be for sale and the schedule. All proceeds go to Grace. This year's Walk with Grace will be held Friday night, August 9th. This is Phil Nee, and on behalf of our WRCO staff and the Grace volunteers, we invite you to be a part of the radio auction between 10 and noon starting Monday, July 29th on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
100.9 WRCO.
Because I love you too much, baby. I've been looking for a while. Been close a couple times. Man, she's hard to find. In towns, everywhere along the map. Well, I've traveled there and back. And I wonder where she's at.
Lonely. a new man, found some new friends. Got a new black dress I ain't seen you in. Got your hair cut and your nails did. Yeah, if looks could kill, I'd be real dead. And that's a new kind of drink that you're sipping on. And that's a new kind of buzz that you're getting on. And that's a new song there that you're singing along to. So baby, why can't you find another bar, place to raise them up? It can't be that hard. I know you saw my truck. Why can't you find another floor? Different neon lights. Do you walk through the door? Yeah, this one here was mine. Girl, why you gotta look like you do? So beautiful. Yeah, thanks to you, I'm moving on. Ain't moving very far. You already broke my heart. Why can't you find another bar? Main road, past the courthouse, past the cornrows. We got two for one, but these sudden cold beers. Yeah, you can go anywhere right here. Find another bar, place to raise them up. It can't be that hard. I know you saw my truck. Why can't you find another floor? Different neon lights till you walk through the door. Yeah, this one here was mine. Girl, why you gotta look like you do? So beautiful. Yeah, thanks to you, I'm moving on.
WRCO is once again proud to host the Walk with Grace radio auction. We will hold it on air July 29th through August 2nd from 10 a.m. to 12 noon each day with two bidding windows each hour. We have outstanding items lined up once again for you to bid on. Each day, Phil Nee will talk about the items as he opens the bidding window. However, if you follow WRCO Radio on Facebook, you will have access to an items list a full 10 minutes before each bidding session is opened by Phil. Stop by Facebook today to view our list of fabulous donation partners.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the Director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Can you dig it? Right on!
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee inviting you to Those Were the Days on WRCO Saturday night. We're going to have a great time. We'll be flashing back to this weekend in 1966. Songs like Wild Thing and Hanky Panky and Little Red Riding Hood and Hungry and Summer of the City and Sweet Pea and many more from Top 40's Golden Age. We'll be there to rock and roll with you between 6 and midnight Saturday night, courtesy of WRCO, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Jay's Pedal Center, and Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales. I hope you'll join us for Those Were the Days Classic Rock and Roll Radio on Saturday night.
Hey, Henry!
Watch out, Joanne!
WRCO 100.9.
Every Sunday I see people filing in through those front doors. Gotta cross up on that steeple. Yeah, it's time to praise the Lord. Some watch it on their TV, just sitting on the couch. Me, I get in my old Bronco and point those headlights south. Oh, ain't got too many miles to go to save my soul. Yeah, I go down and sink my feet in the water and I soak up that sun and I watch it set. Yeah, I can feel the power of the saltwater. Sunday best, and me, I won't be wearing something that I can't get wet. And if you think about how small we are and life after we're gone, I'm out here by myself, but I know I'm not alone. Yeah, I got all the proof I need, and it sure makes me believe when I go down and sink my feet in the water and I soak up that sun and I watch it. Yeah, I can feel the power of the saltwater gospel. Well, I'm as close to God as I can get. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Amen.
I'm in heaven when I watch the waves rolling.
Sweet songs to me. My youngest boy throws the ball, says, Daddy, go deep. And my oldest two sons, they're so cool. But when I tell them, they just roll their eyes at me. Now, Mama, she still looks good in a pair of jeans. Even after four kids, she still gets to me. And I come from a little bit of town with a big old dream. And it makes all this pretty sweet. My life is sweet. Yeah, my life is sweet. Well, sugar ain't got a thing on me. And my life is sweet. top it off, I was born American free. I get to wake up every day in this land of milk and honey. And of those who fought and died, I think we owe it to them to make every breath we take sweet. My life is sweet. Yeah, my life is sweet. Well, sugar ain't got a thing on me. My life is sweet. Even on a bad day, when everything goes wrong, can take cover in the fact that before long I'll be driving myself to the place that I call home, sweet home, where my life is sweet. I wake up most days saying, pinch me. I don't know why the Lord has chose to bless me. All I can do is just say thank you for a life that's sweet.
To know.